You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
If you've ever thought to yourself, I am turning into my father, turns out, yeah, you probably are.
What really blows my mind, though, is that there's some sort of age now, a precise moment, really.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, and if you've ever thought to yourself, like, my gosh, I'm just like my dad, turns out, according to science, you will be like him. Ready to learn something, Raven?
Oh, are we going to do science stuff?
Science stuff.
I love it.
Scientist says this.
Personality traits also have different amounts of heritability, which is a big part of how you might end up similar to your parent.
Right. So you inherit these things. You inherit these things that will make you like your father. So what are the big five traits of personality that this is based on?
Why is there
extroversion,
always
agreeableness, openness to experience, conscientiousness, and neuroticism?
So
why is there always something bubbling when we say science?
Because that's how it works. Duh. Have you ever been in a science lab before?
Anyway. There's just always something boiling. All right.
So according to science, there's a 40 to 60% chance that you will have a lot of the same traits and you'll inherit them from your father and you will become him.
I mean, that feels like we knew that, right? DNA.
Yeah.
Right? You look like your dad.
Well,
right?
But
you might walk like
him. Remember, that looks like your height, the way you look like them, is very different from personality traits, is what this is talking about.
Okay.
This is how you actually physically become them. But here's where it gets even crazier, Raven.
Tell me. Blow my mind, please.
There is an age where you actually really start to transform into your father.
Why
for
is
men,
that?
For men. Just it is. There's an age.
Oh, okay. Science told us. Okay, right. I'll hit some more bubbles.
Yeah, here, bubbles.
Right, hit the bubble.
Thank you.
Right. All right, now
science.
We know.
All right. Okay, according...
Sorry.
According to that age, the average guy starts turning into his father at age 37 years old.
Okay.
And I was thinking about this, and I was like, this seems pretty accurate. My brother is 37 years old.
Right now.
He's turning 37 next week.
He's on the cusp of it.
And it's like, all of a sudden, he went from being my younger, goofy brother to all of a sudden, he's my dad. And I was like,
what is he doing? What are the similarities?
Okay, number one, you start taking grilling very seriously. Like, all of a sudden, he cares more about grilling than anything.
It's a little bit later for me. I'm at 44. I just got serious, but okay.
You fix things instead of just replacing them?
Oh, well, yeah. I've been doing that for a while now.
Probably since you were 37.
Yeah, I do.
You start telling dad jokes? My husband's been doing this crazy.
You know, you've been talking about dad jokes a lot lately. So what is a dad joke? Like, you have
it's
to give me an example.
It's a corny joke. My husband tells so... I'm going to record him. He tells so many dad jokes. He prepares them in advance.
Yeah.
And then when we're at dinner with the girls, he'll just bust
one
out.
He reveals them?
He'll reveal it. But he'll, like, slide it into the conversation, and then I don't know it's a joke. So I go, what? And then he gets upset that I don't think it's funny.
That you didn't respond.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
You tell your kids to go ask their mother. That is a sign that you are turning into your father.
I did that yesterday.
Oh,
going to have to talk to your mom about that, to which mom said no.
Right. You fall asleep on the couch while watching sports?
Oh, I've been doing that
all the time.
Long time.
All the time.
You put a race on or a football game? Forget it. Good night.
And number eight, which I think was like hit my husband on the head. I'm like, oh, this is my husband 100%. He just loves to mow the lawn.
Oh.
He loves it. He was gone for a week, and my brother-in-law came and mowed the lawn for him.
Yeah.
He came home, and instead of being grateful, I could like see the sadness in his eyes.
Right.
He's like, oh, Steve came over? He mowed the lawn?
And how did he do it? Right. That kind of thing. So, you know, I've taken the lawn mowing back from my wife recently, actually.
Mm.
So
you want to know why?
Why?
Because according to science, you're turning into your dad.
Oh, bubbles.
Yep.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.